Proclamation number 7169 of 20th of July, 1958. Right Vineyard Work. You cannot receive any other instructions from me than those which a true householder gives to his faithful servants, that they should carry out right work for him in his sense and for his benefit. Thus, too, my instructions are only ever aimed at winning back my children who are lost to me. You yourselves cannot measure how much I care about this, because you cannot imagine the depth of my love which unites me with all my living creations. And this overwhelming love alone determines me to do everything so that they return to me again as children. And if I have now chosen you to cooperate, I will also only ever give you such assignments which serve this plan of return, and all your activity in my vineyard will have to be equipped for this return includes all beatitudes for my living creations themselves. Not only is my longing for love satisfied, but my children's desire for eternal bliss is also satisfied as a result. And thus you, who want to be of service to me, also know why I repeatedly place the erring souls on earth and also in the kingdom of the beyond close to your heart, for you are capable of much because you are driven by love, otherwise you would not have offered yourselves for my service. Anyone who carries out so-called pastoral chorale without love will have little success, nor can he be addressed as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. Thus, where love is missing, work is done in vain, for it is only a purely worldly activity, even if it seemingly belongs to the spiritual realm. Success is decisive, and in order to be able to record success, I precisely assign servants devoted to me who are driven by love for me and their neighbor to work for me. For they will speak in a completely different way, their words will ignite, they will emanate a power of persuasion, and the words will touch their listeners' hearts and make them think. For I myself can use a person filled with love as a mouthpiece, and thus I can put the words into his mouth. He then speaks in my stead, and truly not without success. But the number of those is small who are driven by love to their vineyard work. And yet, they reach more than a majority of such speakers who have made spiritual activity their profession, but who have little knowledge of their fellow human beings' spiritual hardship and are therefore not suitable to help in such hardship. For I will only rarely be able to be present there because only love allows me access, because I cannot dwell where love is not present. But I am all the more present to those who are willing to serve me with love. I will never let go of them. My love will draw them ever more firmly to me, and their willingness for me will also increase. And again they will receive the same instructions from me, to be constantly active and to bring the gospel to their fellow human beings, the divine teaching of love which I myself proclaimed in the man Jesus. And these faithful servants of mine will, full of zeal and conviction, also bring me myself and my act of salvation close to people. They will stand up for Jesus Christ, the crucified, the Savior and Redeemer of humanity, who redeemed them from sin and death, the God and Father of eternity, who descended to earth in order to redeem his children. Amen.